Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are fought to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger.
Gentlemen, this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Our air date for this episode here is April 7th, 2020. This is the first time that we are going live. Is because due to the fact that we got haters out there, ladies and gentlemen, and somebody's been sabotaging our last two episodes, so we are going live. And I want to bring in, you know, our associate producers tonight, and the producer of our podcast is the one and only Mad Dr. D, Shabaka Sankore, your host and executive producer, and I'm also the West Coast correspondent for our colleagues there in Denver, Colorado at Mile High News. Good evening, General Nate. Good evening, Sister General Nellie. How are you all doing this evening?
All right, Black Power family.
Always.
Black Power family, how y'all doing?
All right, we're doing all right. So it looks like it's just going to be the three of us on here tonight, and this show here is for an hour. And we're dealing with the psychosis of white supremacy. And I'm putting it on here for the record. Okay, I'm just letting you know, all you haters out there, who is sabotaging, the podcast that's coming to you, okay, because you sabotaged two of them today. We just want to tell you sorry, weak asses, that we appreciate the attention, and that only means that we are getting somewhere, and nothing is going to stop this. So we're going to be continuing our conversation of the psychosis of white supremacy. And, of course, this is based on material by Dr. Bobby Wright, The Psychopathic Racial Personality. So, as we know, and we've had an infiltrator into our group, okay? I don't care if he's hearing it right now. We have an idea who it is, and keep in mind we're definitely trying to track him down. Now, for you executive people up there at Blog Talk Radio, send me an email and to let me know, and you have my email address, of why you are shutting down my podcast in midstream. Okay, now, we understand that you white people feel that you're superior. We understand that you white people are incapable of feelings. When you do stuff like this right here, of shutting us down and reporting us, throwing hateration on us, inviting me, you know, Shabaka Singh Corey, to your white supremacist podcast, I'm just putting it up here on the record. I would no longer be accepting those invitations. The reason being is because it's counterproductive to our cause. This man-made coronavirus by, you know, this savage by the name of Bill Gates just goes to simply prove our point. We think you people have no feelings. You're incapable of feelings. And who is Bill Gates or any of these other people over there in England or Europe to say that there's too many people on the planet? As one of our elders has said in his memoirs over 50 years ago, if it is born, if it takes a breath of life, it has a right to live. And any of you out there who feels that the place is overpopulated and there's too many people, just go kill your motherfucking selves. You know what I'm saying? Help the cause. You know what I'm saying? Just go kill your goddamn selves. You know what I'm saying? And the show is uncensored, and it is for those 18 years of age and over. Okay, so we're going to turn it over to General Nate, and then we're going to turn it over to General Nelly to start our conversation tonight and ask them, you know, to give us feedback on their opinions and research that they have been doing. Very, very knowledgeable people. Very, very proud people. So let's get on with this mass psychosis of white supremacy with this pandemic times. Okay, General Nate.
All right. Again, peace, family. You know, we
always
were talking about the moment of truth. And this is the moment of truth for our black family, for our African family, that we are faced with a situation where we're in a country which has never shown us any love whatsoever, ever, you know. And it's
yes,
still,
sir.
They are still working hard every day and night to oppress us, to, in effect, you know, put us in a position where we essentially just no longer exist, either through starvation,
right,
either through the whole issue of medical, something related, medical related. You know, it's you know, we're at this point where we have to understand that we need to fall back. We need to close ranks. You know, we need to get our own. We need to provide for ourselves and not be so reliant upon individuals who have proven time and time again that they can't be trusted, that they don't have any love for us. And we continue
right
to have a lot of individuals who look, who share the same skin color as we do, who
mm-hmm
want to persist in trying to continue with this whole idea of integration. Integration
right
has been proven to be failed. It's a failure. It ain't got us nowhere. We're still
exactly
in the same stagnant state that we've always been in, you know.
If yes, sir.
You consider how many of us is in this country and how many of us can truly say that they made it. We still got ghettos.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm,
the oppression that goes on in our ghettos is not all self-imposed. A lot of it is
right
manufactured. You know, we're over-policed.
Exactly.
We're over-surveilled.
Yes,
you know,
yep,
they're doing all types of things to our children. A lot of
yes,
our
sir
people pay taxes on a regular basis, but these
absolutely
people are siphoning off our taxes,
right,
and they're taking it out of our communities, taking it away from our children, and taking it to their children.
Right, exactly.
We can't continue to exist like that. And then on top of that, they're miseducating our kids in the classroom.
Yes, absolutely.
Turning
yes
them against themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
exactly,
you know, like I say, we have to look at our situation in a logical sense, you know, and say, you know, what is the benefit for us? you know, to even be considered as being African American. And I don't consider myself to be American anything, you know.
Exactly.
America to me is our people's fucking nightmare. It's not a fucking dream.
Yes, sir.
It's not no apple pie and hot dogs. It ain't none of that. Because everything they feed us is meant to kill us, you know.
Exactly.
So, like I say, we all need to look in the mirror. We need to work together and for a common cause, our existence on this planet, which we have the right as the original humans and the descendants of the prisoners of war who was brought over to this country in shackles.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
We contributed everything that we could possibly contribute to mankind in inventions. We fought for this country since the Civil War. You know,
when
the world wars came along, we had our elders, ancestors coming home. They had on the uniform of this country. And this country is always talking about patriotism, you know. But you were doing all types of madness and lynching and drowning our people. You know, they never had no love for us, you know. And they're going to keep on stepping on us every chance they get. And all of these other races that are over here in this country, when they come to this country, they already make an agreement that we are going to be against the black people in this country. Because they know that's how they're going to get their resources.
Exactly.
You know, so that's where I'm at on that. You know, like I say, let's wake up to what we're dealing with. You know, it's not enough to know who you are. You also have to know who your enemies are. And we should know these fools. We should know these traitors. We should know these liars, these actors better than they know themselves.
Yep.
Exactly.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, General, to prove your point, even more so, when they sit up there with their propaganda machines over these damn commercials that you would look at, you would notice in these commercials for generally household products, they would generally show a cracker with a black female, but they would never show on a predominant basis of the strong black father, the black mother, and the black child, you see. So this is what we are concerned about, is closing the ranks and preserving ourselves as a race. You see what I mean? And then, of course, with the selection of that. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, let me add just one thing to that point that you're showing. What we do see is our black men being betrayed as homosexuals in the alphabet group.
Right.
We understand. Now, this is one thing, this is one concept that I really want my people to understand clearly. These people and did something that they felt was so important because of the structure of our black family back in the day, that we were so strong together that they had to do everything in their power to destroy it. So if they wanted to destroy it that bad, that means we need to put it back together that bad. We need our black man and our black woman to come together. Let's do what we need to do. Because together, these people cannot stop us, period.
That's all we got. We got it, sure. Right.
Yes, sir, Brother Isaiah. And also, too, we got our featured commentator, Brother Isaiah, once again. We appreciate you calling back in, Isaiah. Because, as you know,
bro.
You know, you
yeah,
yes,
been
you've been with us,
again.
Man. Yeah, oh yeah, man, but like I said, man, the show is uncensored, you know what I'm saying, it's rated R, and I'm going to tell them, fuck them once again, you see what I'm saying, because every time these punk-ass people, man, you know, shut us down, it just simply shows, black family, that we are getting somewhere, they're feeling uncomfortable, the left jab is getting through their guard, now it's to come through with the right cross and put him on his ass, you see what I'm saying, you know, let's look at
the
great Muhammad Ali.
What did Malcolm tell us? Malcolm said, if you have no critics, you have no success.
That's what they
just prove it. You know?
Sir, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Yeah, they're without a doubt. You know what I mean? And been on top of it, too, black family. You know, so let's try to get out there, love one another, because like I said, black folks, black power is real. They say they don't want us to believe that it is. They want us to believe off in their superficial white supremacy due to their cognitive dissonance of themselves. And then when these bastards get up there and says, well, you know, how dare you want reparations? You weren't born a slave. But you see, The thing is that the psychosis of white supremacy permeates and perpetuates from that. You see what I mean? And that there's
right.
another stance that
y'all
goes
still
to
live in a myth of slavery in the mind. Right.
Oh, yes, sir.
Myth of slavery in the mind. Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, you got these coons and these yassabasses with everything you're dealing with. That's a child of unibasbas. You see that type of shit. And, you know, and if it wasn't so sad, it would be laughable. You know what I mean? And then also, too, in that sick-ass institution of Los Angeles where I grew up and about Hollywood, you know, Billy Porter
Hollywood.
Wearing a dress. Isaiah, it's beyond weird, man. The place is psychotic, man. It really is.
Cool.
And it's kind of like, yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, you get all these superficial Negroes, you know, that's running out there. I'm going to be the next star. You know, the same thing with a black actress is. And the only thing that what happens with the black actresses, as we know, the only thing they do is get passed around
okay,
doing pornographic tapes. You
right.
work white men, you see what I'm saying, to do their auditions.
Oh,
and this
yeah,
is where
sir.
You got your Weinsteins, Epsteins,
mm-hmm.
and other the sick-ass
right.
people down there, those producers and all that. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then not to
pervert.
Mention that... at least 50% to 60% of our talent that goes that winds up getting strung out on drugs. I mean, let's look at the great talent of Richard Pryor. Very, very great
right.
talent. Very, very fine comedian.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But he
the
got out there
comedy,
fucking with them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And fucking with
got
them drugs, you know, deteriorated himself.
Crazy white women. Yep.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. You see what I'm saying? And then to quote General Nelly, and I mean no disrespect, ma'am, but this is what I, your quote that I'm going to say, okay? And keep in mind, General Nelly, you got the flag, okay? As you stated so eloquently, ma'am, there is no power in white pussy. You see what I mean?
Right.
No, it isn't. I mean
right.
just look at Jim Brown,
right.
up, how he's all fucked up. You see what I'm saying? Big Jim Brown, the dude has been picked up, man, on more cases in L.A. County than a little bit. You see what I'm saying? You know, Big Jim has got issues out there. Oh, you see?
You
okay,
know.
Then let's look what. And then let's look what happened with
what happened
Martin
to?
Lawrence. Okay, let's look what
oh,
happened
yeah, Martin
with Martin Lawrence.
Too.
He get picked. Yeah, yeah, he's all fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know, he's up there running down the street, up and down screaming
no,
and hollering, you know, in the Hollywood
that's
area. And got picked
kill
up
me.
And they threw his ass off. And,
right.
Yeah, you know, and they mm-hmm. picked his ass up and threw him off in the nut house for a minute over there at the L.A. County USC Medical Center,
mm-hmm.
the psych ward, strung out on
right.
drugs. You see what I mean?
Hey, you know what?
And then Nicole Porter, yes, sir.
We
go
had
ahead,
that
bro.
Conversation, you and me, General Shibaka. You know, and like I say,
yes,
for all y'all that like that swirling, answer this question for me. Okay, if a,
yes,
if you got a white woman on your side and
right.
she,
mm-hmm.
you know, call herself raping you, you call up the police
right.
and say, hey, well, this woman raped me. What you think the police
right.
going to do? You think they're going to
the
take her in?
The police is not going to.
You know,
but you
flip
not that. Gonna, the police is not going to take her in. They're going to they gonna take the.
Right.
They're going to take him in.
Right. Flip it on the other side. But if she makes that same phone call and said that this black
right.
man raped me, you're going to see who's
mm-hmm.
holding the power in that relationship.
Of
ain't
course.
No,
yes,
no black man got no power if he got a
right.
white woman
right.
on his hip. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't never had
no. And the classic case of that there, General Nate, is look at the O.J. Simpson case in Los Angeles County. You see what I mean?
Yep.
And then, you know, and Johnny Cochran, as he stated, well, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. So then O.J. got acquitted, and you should have seen how them white.
Right.
Yes, sir. And then you should have seen how white America and L.A. County in particular had reacted to it. The hatred, you know, the wolf came from behind the sheep's clothing, and they even wind up tearing down his mansion on Rockingham, which is up there in Brentwood, which is next to Bel Air, you see. And this is where all your movie executives are and all
and
that. And let's
know,
look at how they murdered Bill Cosby's son over there off the 405 freeway at the Sunset Boulevard exit, which takes you up there into those lily white mansions
mm-hmm.
and all that, where all the ad executives live
right.
and all this old type of shit right there. And then let's look at the, you know, the black actresses who got exploited by Weinstein. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they want us to look at this here as being normal.
As
they simply want theirs through
right,
their psychosis. Want us
it's
as men to sit up here, yeah, you know, to accept this shit. Let's look at Holly Berry
right.
of how fucked up she is. You see what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, you know what she is. So she's a half and half, so of course, like she is crazy.
Okay, well, you got to keep in mind, though, too, Brother Isaiah, if slavery was still the law of the land, her black ass would be
right.
up there on that auction block as well, too. You see? And
mm-hmm.
then, of course, Isaiah,
true,
you
true.
Know the intro that I played sometime by Oscar Brown Jr. called Bit Him
uh-huh.
In. You see what I mean?
Right.
Okay, you know, and that
mm-hmm.
there brings light to that. You see? And then, of course, you know, Negroes with cognitive dissonance, oh, well, man, you need to let that go. We're all the same and things of this nature, right?
Oh,
once
boy.
Again, you know, the cognitive dissonance, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And then on top of it, and I'm going to say it again, is because this is the third time that I'm trying to say it again, you know, and we've been sabotaged twice today, folks. Yeah, so we are definitely getting somewhere on that right there. So, therefore, to General Nate, taking your advice, sir, going live on a moment's notice. So, therefore, our haters out there, you know, wouldn't have a chance to come in and try to sabotage us. We do have an idea who it is, and it is an individual who I lost a great deal of respect for. It is also an individual who's going to sit up there and text me on my phone, a bunch of other type of a bunch of verbiage and mental masturbation, actually, is what I call it, and he will be hearing from me. And then on top of it, too, that other podcast, you guys know who I'm talking about. Please don't invite me over there to your podcast no more, okay? It's because as I stated on your podcast, as I stated on mine, that my people, repeat, my people are in a state of an emergency. And then your frivolous lie, your superficial prepackaged bullshit that we are all in this all together, you may kiss my ass, okay? And I advise every black man, woman, and child to have the same attitude. And then also, too, you know, to General Nelly, you know, of the great work of what she's...
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
hello?
Hello? Go ahead.
Oh, man. No,
yeah,
man.
Man.
Did they cut him off?
The Vanguard Academy is now open. I'm going to keep stressing this. We need to educate our own children, parents. We have the academy
right.
open. We want people to join as instructors, join as, you know, bring your family, your children, and let's get together and educate our babies together. Get that African mind back to thinking, back to working, critical thinking, becoming producers
right.
again for their people.
Right.
You can contact
right.
us at blackpanthercorner@gmail.com. @gmail.com.
Okay, they reconnected me. Keep it going. Okay. Yeah, they reconnected me, people. Okay, they reconnected
okay.
me. Okay, so once again, you know, these
but
people
here goes the sabotage again.
You know what I'm
but
saying?
Here goes the sabotage.
They're going to
cut us off any minute.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm definitely loving this shit right here, you know. Okay, so as General Nate was saying is that, you know, we got to, you know, get to our youth. We got to close the ranks, okay. I'm very, very confident that we could do this is because, you see, I'm dedicated to it now, okay. It's because black power is real, and then we are a threat, you know, to the illusion of white supremacy, because for them to have white supremacy, there's got to be black inferiority, okay? And we are not inferior. You see what I mean?
Right.
So they can go in there
right.
and then they can go masturbate, they can go make their porn, they can go fuck their dogs, they can go fuck each other, you know, as far as I'm concerned, because this is a bunch of nasty ass motherfuckers that are unclean. You see what I mean? You know, and then too, when we look at our girls, okay, and I'm sure you can relate to this here too, General Nate and General Nelly. as Minister Malcolm had said years ago, the most unprotected woman in the United States is the black woman. And we cannot be looked upon as men if we do not protect our woman. Later for the bed wench, okay, is because she's a hopeless cause. But I'm talking about these strong black women, you know, who are dedicated, you see, to uplifting the quality of life, you know, for their babies and what have you. You see what I'm saying? So they got to be protected. So like I said, hey, get out there, do your push-ups, folks. And as has been stated to me, you know, be ready so you don't have to get ready. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I recommend, you know, that that family goes up there, take up, you know, some martial arts, boxing, okay, and what have you. Yeah, yeah, sorry about that, Mally. I'm sorry, Mally. You there now? You there, Mally?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
All right, man. Okay, all right.
I'm
I just got here with the flag. I got here with the flag, making a correction. Okay, you know, we tried because we put in a lot of work here in the Midwest, and we are coming to you from Mississippi County, Missouri tonight, there, Brother Isaiah. You know, to answer your question is because, you know, I had to travel from California, man, is because, you know, I didn't want to get locked in and whatnot.
Oh,
and
yeah,
through the efforts and through the commitment of Black Power of why I am here. Okay, now, passing through the Arizona deserts, as we were trying to say on our previous podcast before we were so rudely interrupted, I am seeing these 5G towers. We are getting feedback from my colleagues at Mile High News as that they're disguising the 5G towers. They got the kids all out of school, so therefore they could build the 5G towers. And as Sister Melly had said, Queen Melly had said, hey, don't send them back. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Don't send them back. And then when these damn school boards and truant officers, you know, start knocking on your door, why isn't your child in school? Hey, go blame it on your president. Go blame it on your alphabetized agenda. Is because I'm in a state right now that I'm looking out for my child's welfare, and I believe that my child is being endangered going to your public indoctrination center. Treated just like that. You see what I'm saying? You know, treat it just like that. That I'm.
That's why we have to come together. So we can stand together. That's why I want us to come together. When we do have issues like that, we as a collective, as of parents, can stand together and fight these people. We shouldn't have to. They can't force us. It's more people than the people in power. Let me put it like this. The power is in the people. When y'all get ready, we can do what we need to do. They can keep making guns. They can keep making bullets. We've survived worse. We're going to survive this. But we got to put in the work. We can't sit here and just let them do what they're going to do. We keep sitting. They're going to keep building right around us. As we are evidently seeing now. Now we see some of this fuckery that's going on. We need to take action.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes,
that's
ma'am.
Right.
And we're in the process of, yes, ma'am. And we're in the process of taking Yeah, and we're in the process of taking action right now. It's because all the work that we're doing right here, all the research of what we're doing right there, and I believe General Nate had came across some figures about the amount of the gun sales that is happening in these conservative states, just like that I know off of research that I've done, that the state of Nevada, you know, they came up there, bought up all the guns, bought up all the ammo, you know what I mean? And then, not to mention the fact that they got a lot of people getting the FBI background checks that are going to be granted, is because one thing, too, that I want to say about the FBI, they had stated a couple of years ago saying that white supremacists and white nationalists infiltrating the police departments, and if not these federal policing agencies themselves, are on the rise, but they're not telling you what they're going to do about it. They're not telling you that what actions that they're taking, you know, to prevent this. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm just simply looking at that, is that they endorse it. You see what I mean? Exactly. Yes,
they are.
They endorse.
That's what it is.
They all.
That's
they
what
probably,
it is.
They're probably on the same team. They're on the same team.
Right. Because
oh,
that,
yes,
that report, that report did not just come out about them, you know, running that study to determine
right.
that their police forces had been infiltrated with these racists. That report had been
right.
out for several years, and we have not seen them do anything. In fact, when you know, when Trump came into office, what was the first thing he did? You know, him and that little Mr. Magoo looking AG put in office. You know,
tricks off the damn. Then they take him off the list. I saw a post today talking about they're thinking about calling the Ku Klux Klan a terrorist organization. They've been one from day one.
Hell yeah!
But they took him off. But they took him off the list, and they put on put us on the list as the BIE. You know,
yes, sir.
Black
oh, yeah.
identity
mm-hmm.
extremists. Y'all remember
yeah,
that?
Right.
So
we
had,
yeah, I remember
we had,
that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
we
ma'am.
Had the brother
Balagon.
Yeah, brother Balagon
yeah,
from Guerrilla Mainframe, also co-founder with HPNGC. He was the first one
right.
they threw up under the bus under that program. You know.
Uh huh.
So, like I say, they never, you know, address the issues within their own house. If we go back to the analogy
exactly.
that General Stabaka just used with O.J. Simpson, don't we see
right.
the psychotic behavior in the way that they acted after the verdict of the jury? Didn't we see
oh,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
They don't even
oh,
abide
yeah.
by their own jury when it makes a decision. You know, but they
oh,
stack
absolutely.
The deck against us when we come up in the courtroom. We're not being judged
right.
by a jury of our peers. You know, they make sure
nope.
that
right.
prosecutor makes sure he stacks the deck. He gets rid of any black face that comes along that ain't no coon,
right.
that ain't no ass scratcher, to your point, General
right.
Shabaka. You know,
yep.
art is all filled up with vanilla. You know,
yep.
so he going
to
get up there and say
go.
Whatever he want
to
say.
They do the best they can to get rid of us. They're
there
trying to go away around the system. So they want us to be caged, and they want to be caged, and you know, they still want us to be they still want us to be gratified. They still want us to look upon us like we got to save ourselves. They're not saving us. They just saving
exactly.
Their own kind. They're saving their own kind, and not us. So we got to save ourselves in this situation. And I did post it up of the. They posted about the police officer had posted a cough on some residents, like houses and bomb around my way. I did post it up
sir.
On
I
Facebook.
I did see your post on that there too, brother Isaiah, yeah, where he was deliberately going around there coughing on people there. And it appeared to be, you know, off in a government housing commonly referred to as the projects, you say. Now, let's look at that there. The projects. Okay, now, in the East, the projects are all stacked up on top of each other. Out there in Los Angeles with the Nickerson Gardens, the Jordan Downs, and what have you, they're all a bungalow type, but it's still concentrated. You see what I'm saying? It's because supposedly they got building codes that they cannot take buildings up so far because of the earthquake damage that they have there in California or the frequency of the earthquakes. But as to quote one of our elders, the police are in our community. They're there to contain us. They're there to control us. They're there to brutalize us. And they're there to murder us, and which they did, such as in the case of Mr. Ezell Ford, who was murdered, handcuffed, shot in the back by the Los Angeles Police Department, such as what happened with little Tamir Rice, 12 years old. The cop didn't even get up out the car. He just shot young man from the car, who clearly had a drug gun that was labeled in the colors, I believe the universal colors, which I believe are yellow and orange, to say that, hey, that this is a toy.
Right.
I believe it was something to that effect right there. And then
all I know is he shot him within 4 seconds of contact. I know that's too quick.
He didn't even get
to see what he looked like.
Exactly. And Tamir was only 12 years old. Do you see what I mean? But then
and
here comes the Yasta bosses.
A child, like, come on now, what sense does that make? Like, what?
Sir, Brother Isaiah. And then
also,
too, let's look at the case in Minnesota of the black police officer from Somalia who shot a white woman when they were answering a call about a rape, and she was running up to the car, and he went and shot her. They, his ass is facing 25 years to life.
Yeah, Muhammad Noor. Muhammad Noor.
Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying?
That's his name.
And so, and it's not registering in with these cognitive dissonant, brain dead, Uncle Ben Carson, ass scratching Negroes. Once again, tolerate, organize, march. And this is why I appreciate the time that I'm here in Missouri, that I would like to see Ferguson, is because of the information that I gathered from Ferguson, you know, when Mike Brown was down, is, you know, that our people stood with the RBG. They were determined. And then when the chicken pecking Uncle Tom, Yasser Boston, ass-scratching Negroes that came in there by the name of Messy Jesse Jackson and old Al Sharpton, you know, the LGBT dude, you know what I'm saying? And he was probably like that all the way along. They just stepped to him in the neighborhood. You know, those in the community said, hey, man, check this out, man. We're doing this.
We're not going
to go for
that. And
you're with this thing, or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're not with it, man, why don't y'all just go ahead and get the fuck up out of here? And they left.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just like in your town there, Baltimore. Yes,
Malcolm
sir.
X said this. Malcolm X said this. Black and attendants are not ours either, which they really not.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
politicians, preachers, celebrities, athletes, you can just go down the line.
Absolutely.
If they're making money in this system, they're being allowed to make money. And they're not being allowed to come back and take care of their communities. You know, it's the old saying that we used to have in our community. Never forget where you came from. You know, and too many of our people have forgotten.
And the money is
from.
Not going on towards us, though. The money is going for everybody. So they keep us from behind. They did some getting the money to everybody else.
Brother
Isaiah.
And then to prove your point even more so, as what General Nate did, you know, when he was our guest host on our episode about the movie Black Panther. He did excellent research showing that the film had grossed over, what was that there, General Nate, over $100 billion, dollars, I believe, sir?
Yeah, $1.35 billion. That was just in sales.
Damn.
You know, that was just in going to the theaters and all of that. But they also made another $100 billion, which was in home sales, which would have been the DVDs and the Blu-rays.
Yeah. Okay. And how much of that money there went to the black community? You see what I'm saying?
$1 million.
$1 million. And that is like you
really?
Having $100
that's
in your
like
pocket
Trump
and giving somebody 50 cents.
And
yeah, precisely, Brother Isaiah. That's exactly what it is. So I definitely appreciate, you know, General Nate on his research on that. Definitely appreciate the great work, you know, that General Nate is doing. And we're sitting up here, you know, doing research, you know, helping our people because it's up to us to help ourselves. You see what I mean? And then, like I said, you know, the ass scratchers who used to call into our podcast, who I honestly believe are going out there doing some fuckery, trying to sabotage us, it's not going to happen. Okay, and also, too, Brother Isaiah, you were on the previous podcast, you know, where we got the unknown caller, you see what I mean, and they were booted the fuck up out of here, you see what I mean,
right.
We gave them an opportunity to identify themselves, but they just want
to
sit up there and just sit there and what can we go tell Massa, you know what I'm saying, and then when we stood up there as men, you know
down.
What I'm saying.
No.
Yeah. Let's go castrate him. You see what I'm saying? That's all what that was. Let's go castrate that nigga right there, Chewbacca's back expanse enhanced. You see what I'm saying? You know, yeah, let's go pull the plug
that's
on him again.
That's going to get the co-host through that. We're going to do everything to unplug this on the platform. We don't want to hear the truth.
Right, well, let me spit some truth for y'all just on the whole Mike Brown situation. You know,
go ahead, bro.
Yes, sir.
This is what, you know, I'm looking at to go back to the theme of the psychotic mind, racial mindset here. You know, We know for a fact in that particular community of Ferguson that our people were over-policed to the point that you would see droves and droves out in front of the courthouse. See, that's the whole other aspect of the over-policing that we have in our communities. They are there to extract
right.
dollars and resources out of our pockets, ensure that our young men and our young women end up with felonies. So it's a perpetual, you know, enslavement, you know, to make
right.
sure
oh,
yes, they're getting over and we ain't getting nothing. We ain't getting nowhere. We damn sure ain't getting out of the ghetto, you know, unless they
right.
want to come in and gentrify it. Then they want to, you know,
right,
treat
right.
us like we squatters and move us to another area of the town that they don't want, you know. And we need to quit playing this game with these people. You know, we need to quit playing this game because it is resources that we need right now. We need land. We need to be able to farm,
right.
produce our own food.
Right.
We need factories
right.
where we can produce our own clothes. We need to make sure
yes,
that our
sir.
Children have their own schools, which are African-centered. We need to make sure
right.
across the line that we disengage from this system, which we know is hell-bent on destroying the African family, period.
Hey, you are absolutely correct, sir. Check on everything
yep.
that there is.
You're right about that.
And then I was
at, you're right about that on gentrification. Right now, I see like they trying to move us out of the hood and
that's what it is, brother.
That's just why folks come in the hood.
California. Yeah, see, that's what they're doing there in California, is because I've seen evidence here in Los Angeles, and I've also seen evidence of this here in West Oakland. Okay, it's because
right.
the high cost
and they're
of transportation.
They're trying to make it better, right? They're trying to make
yeah,
the hood better.
Not.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
right.
but what they're not. But what they're doing is that they're going, you know, to those black families, you know, who have lived there, you know, for generations,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And mom and dad had passed away, left the houses to the youth, and then the youth, you know, through this prepackaged
mm-hmm.
bullshit that they're being subjugated to, oh, I'll go up here and sell my house to this Asian. Oh, I'll go up here and sell this house here to the Caucasian. Oh, I'll go up here
mm-hmm.
and sell this house, you know, to quote unquote other than themselves. And what do? They get that land dirt cheap, they tear it down, they
right.
pull their resources, and they start putting commercial
mm-hmm.
buildings up on it. You see what I'm saying? And West
yep.
Oakland
hey,
is a classic
you know
example of
you
that
what?
Of what
to
I've seen. Yes. Yes.
To add to that as well, what are we doing? You know, we taking our money, giving it to these pimp pastors. What are they doing?
Oh,
taking
yeah.
the money
oh,
to the white bank. You know, and
right.
they were the ones that's funding
that's
the whole process.
Big houses, buying them BMWs and shit.
Yes,
yep.
sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, glad you brought that up, General Nate. Yeah, because you was with us there, Brother Isaiah, when we produced the episode Jack
oh,
Legs,
yeah.
Pumping Pimps, and Frauds, and as
yep.
General Melly
mm-hmm.
had pointed out, that what was that there, General Melly? What, 85,000 churches, and what are they doing with the tithes? And they ain't building shit for the black community. And then old Crumple
right,
Dollar
right.
with his punk ass is saying, well, since you can't come to church, tithe to me on Cash App and all that Crumple Dollar, fuck you. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? And all you crooked
yep.
ass, jackleg ass, pulpit pimp. But then that's
you know
the mind fuckery. Yes, sir. Go ahead there, General Nate.
Hey, but let me add in one thing, because at the end of the day, we about solutions for our people. Now, there is a pastor in Detroit who ensured
okay.
that he would buy up two blocks, I believe, with some money that he had accrued. He went in and
okay.
he took, you know, the members of the church who had skills. They went in and rehabbed all of those houses. He set the price at $500 a month rent. You know, for these individuals who got these homes. So it is some individuals out there that understand the importance of being about black, putting black first,
yes, sir.
Buying black, and everything else to go with black. You know, that we can improve ourselves. We don't need nobody else to do it for us. So I want to just
that's
send
right.
a shout out to that particular pastor.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not a God-fearing man.
Shout out to that pastor.
You know, but
okay. yes, sir. Okay, hey, good for that, brother.
Game.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
We can do this.
We got some good thumb pats. It's okay. I give him that.
Okay, okay. Then also, too, General Nate, if we could reach out there to that pastor, man, he is more than welcome to, you know, to come on our platform and, you know, let the people know of what he's doing there in Detroit. And then also, too,
right.
Stand a shout-out there to New Black Knowledge. Also, too, stand a shout-out there to Mile High News. Also, too, to New Era Chicago of the great work that they're doing. Also, too, there to New Era Detroit of what the great work that they're doing. And also, too, to the pastor right there to the great work of what he is doing. And hopefully he will set the example for others to follow suit. Now, speaking of the pastors, okay, General Nate, let's turn back the hands of time. And also, too, General Melly, you know, you might remember this here. Okay, let's talk about this fraud by the name of Jim Jones, who had set up the People's Temple in San Francisco, California. And allegedly, you know, he was helping people who were strung out on drugs, people who were down on their luck. And then he went up here and made this deal with the country of Guyana, where he had set up Jonestown. And then what had happened was, you know, he was committing a whole lot of fuckery, adultery, drug usage, and whatnot. And he had had armed security guards, you know, at his services and what have you, okay? And then to find out that the congressman from California, I believe, by the name of Leo Ryan, who was following up on some reports of some improprieties happened down there at Jonestown. And people were relating to him of what was going on, of about that Jim Jones was a control freak, that Jim Jones was up here committing adultery with the wives of men who were part of the congregation and what have you, and that they had wanted, you know, to come back. Oh, yeah, Brother Isaiah, it's straight fucked up, you know what I mean? And check out my videography there where I says, don't drink the Kool-Aid, if you checked it out, which I think you did. And one of the pictures there is showing the people laying face down, that there was Jonestown. And he made them drink Kool-Aid, you know, that there was laced with arsenic, rat poison. And he committed a massive suicide. So that there wasn't nothing but a wolf in sheep's clothing. Or what they would say,
psychotic mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes, sir, exactly. You see what I mean? So once again, as the good doctor Bobby right here said, the psychopathic racial personality, and that's it for you right there, is because 700 people died, more than 500 of our people went, but he did the collateral damage with about over 150 to 200
Those pastors are sick and twisted, just
to show you of just how diabolical that this is. You see, Margaret Sanger, you know, with her bullshit, you know, every last one of these Negroes need to be eliminated. So she comes up with Planned Parenthood. So therefore, they systematically take the black male up out of the household where he cannot provide for the family. So the woman says, well, I don't need a man. The daughter says, I don't want a man. And then the son says, I don't want to
be a man. Right, I'm about to say,
yeah,
how
you see what I'm saying?
How they going to pull correct if they say they I don't need a man and all that. Like, come on now, we, you know,
right.
we need to be able to pull, okay, to pull correct.
And as you know, too, Brother Isaiah, you've been with us there on that show, man, when we did, you know, the show, the feminization of the black male, when there was some movie that won Best Picture, you know, about these two gay guys getting together, whatever, in Hollywood, where this warped shit, you know, made it, you know, the Best Picture. Something like that. You know, I don't even know what the name of it is, man. I used to remember the name,
man,
but just to go to show how little value is placed on that. And so this is why I'm always crumb bumming on the city of Los Angeles and Hollywood as a whole, is because I grew up in a sick ass place, you see. So I know what I'm talking about.
When I go downtown. And if they have like some kind of bar, it's like it's the LGBT bar, and I've seen the on the front picture to a gay black man kissing. I was like, can I find no other race of people to be kissing? He just always wants to show black men because, like, yo.
Yeah, thank you. And then on top of that, there too, man, is that I remember a couple of the comedians who were doing a, let me see, up on the Sunset Strip and some of the famous clubs where the comedians perform at in L.A., in New York City, where they was talking about one of the basketball players, you know, had paid X amount of dollars or something. I don't know if it was out of court settlement. I don't know if it was something that he gave to his wife or he had offered, you know, to be with a woman, you know, with this $25 million. And then this comedian, who was a male, had made a statement with an explicative saying for $25 million, yeah, they can come up here and do it to me. What type of imagery that is that saying? What type of message is that they're projecting? You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, when our young men folks see this here, they're sitting up there thinking that this here is appropriate behavior. This is why you always hear me crumb bum on Goonie Bird Drag Queen Storybook Hour. You see what I'm saying? And then to find out that some of these dudes dressing up as women got damn felony records for pedophilia. Okay? So therefore, in my opinion, that's why when states like California, Illinois, I believe, New York State that did the same sick-ass shit and a few other states.
Oh, Lord, they're trying to pay up that bill for that. Right. They're trying to pay the bill for that shit.
Yeah. See, this is child endangerment, which you have going on right here. So I've advocated on this podcast, and I've advocated personally, and will continue to do such. Go to school with your child when you can. Then when they come up there with drag queen, you know, pick up your child, remove your child out of the classroom. When they make the attempt to stop you, you do by any means necessary to get your child up out of there. It's because what you are doing is that you are taking your child away from being endangered by a pedophile or an alternative lifestyle that is out to corrupt this child in its developmental year.
The child mind to make it as normal. No, not normal.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, you know, about the form of child abuse, Brother Isaiah, because, see, you could be abused physically, you could be abused mentally, you could be abused spiritually and spiritually. Mm-hmm. See, but nonetheless, it is still a form of child abuse. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, too, a state of California had mandated that shit, and when I do host a podcast from the great state of California, hey, I tell them, and then also to Brother Isaiah, you've seen my live feeds where I go down there, man, to the state capitol and cuss them out. You've seen me go down there to Tweety Bird and cuss them out right there at that damn front door. You see what I mean? And I go back over there to Menlo Park, tell Zuckerberg and him and his bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's because, what are we going to do, black family? Are we going to die on our feet or live on our knees? See, we owe this here to our babies and the generations after us. You see what I'm saying? And this is why I appreciate, you know, the dynamism of General Melly, of what she's doing down there in Tennessee.
Right.
This is why I appreciate the dynamism here of General Nate, of what he's doing. This is why I appreciate the dynamism of you there, Brother Isaiah. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Thank you.
Okay? Because, you know, you're standing up there for yours. And this is why I appreciate the dynamism of the one and only Mad Dr. D, you know, our producer. You see what I'm saying? This is why I appreciate the dynamism of Mile High News. News for us, by us. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Putting up there the red, black, and green. And then also, too, we got 6 minutes left, and I just want to make this comment right here. In a couple of municipalities on the East Coast, I've seen where they have taken the RBG banner and that they have raised it in some places, but they have placed it up under the United States flag. In my opinion, the RBG banner needs to stand on its own pole. Because if it's up there below the U.S. flag, in my opinion, that is a form of submission. No, that there is just my thought.
Sure.
So any closing thoughts on that, people?
like I said, Brother Shabaka, they need to have its own flagpole, not underneath the red, not underneath the red, white, and blue. No, they need separate.
Okay.
So we need to, that's why most of our people are so confused right now. So we need to,
so that we need to come together.
So no. Right. So
yeah, because you
got to
remember
Good, bro.
Yes, sir. Okay, and then keep in mind, people, from the research that I've done to General Melly and General Nate on the continent, our people were very, very much off into symbolism. You see what I mean? And then also too, they were very, very much off into connecting with the ancestors, you know, to keep the traditions going on. But the psychotic Yorugu, who is a psychopath on a collective basis, you see, of knowledge that I've just got here, you know, from my older here and our ancestor, you know, Dr. Bobby Wright. You see what I'm saying? You know, that would explain all that. So like I said, you know, you haters out there, welcome to call in. You know the number, 516-418-5996, press 1. You know what I'm saying? Just don't call in from a block number. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not accepting no block numbers. And I'm not going to screen you because I have an idea who it is. You'll just simply be dismissed. Period.
Right.
You know, go up here to this chat room and let me see if this raggedy-ass piece of shit is working. Okay. Well, let's see if it's deciding to work today. Okay, well, I'm connecting it. Let me see here. Okay, so far I don't see no hate mail in there. Okay. All right, so therefore, to General Melly, your closing thoughts. We got 2 minutes left, ma'am, and then we're going to take it on air to General Nate. And then we're going to go out with a different outro tonight. Okay, General Melly.
General Melly.
Okay, General Nate.
All right. Well, definitely want to express to the fam, you know, we have the Vanguard's Online Academy. Truly
yes,
doing
sir.
Some great work in a short period of time. We certainly like our parents. That is an educational hub, you know, while we have this down period, while our children are not in those indoctrination centers, that you can go over there,
yes,
get signed up, and you can, you know, have the materials that you need to be, you know, instructing your child at home. Again, we don't need these people,
right.
You know, at every turn. They've done everything to undermine, to make sure that we still stay in this position of being with their foot,
yes,
on our neck, you know, and they're not letting up any, you know. So, again, we're looking for solutions always. We want our family to engage in bonding, you know, with each other. It's important right now. You're at home together. Bond with each other. Grow
yes,
that
sir.
Love for each other again.
That's
and
right.
Also, the importance of growing your own food. You know, this is the time
absolutely.
Right now. We see how they're moving. We see they're trying to eliminate even being able to purchase your own seeds or to do anything
right.
that allows for you and your family to survive. So we got to, you know, make the crucial steps now. Prepare yourselves for whatever may come, but we got to do this together. That's the key right
absolutely.
There, the word together. We got to love
right.
each other, be about each other, and do for
mm-hmm.
each other. Check on your elderly in your neighborhood. Make sure they got something. Make sure
right.
they got the things they need. We got political prisoners,
absolutely.
And we also
mm-hmm.
got prisoners
right.
that are incarcerated in their gulags. We need to make sure
mm-hmm.
that we're checking on them as well. Because, see, out of sight, out of
absolutely.
Mind, no, we know they there. And we expect them for y'all to treat them right. We know they can't social distance, but y'all can make sure they got hand sanitizer, soap, mask, all
right.
the rest of it. Because you're stealing
right.
enough money off of them, paying them 25 cents an hour. You know, we know the
yes,
whole thing. So like I said,
mm-hmm.
be about us, be about black. If we got black businesses out here, let's support those businesses. Let's start
yes,
bringing
sir.
This home and be about us.
Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you listen to our episode right here tonight, The Psychosis of White Supremacy. This here was the third attempt to make this episode today because we have been sabotaged. And for you haters and you saboteurs out there, I got two words to say to you. Fuck you. And we're going out with our outro here with the one and only Mr. Miles Davis. Milestone.